you got here after camp and preseason last year. Is this kind of like your first time to really show them what you can do? Because I'm sure in the regular season you don't get the same opportunities.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. Regular season, you know, you just run the other team's offense. You never really get the opportunity as the backup third string to really get a lot of reps. So this is my really first opportunity to really play in this offense, and I'm enjoying it.
Josh, other than Eli, you're the only quarterback in this system who has at least some knowledge of this offense. Do you think that's a bit of an advantage for you?
I mean, obviously it helps. I just try to worry about the added things that I can bring to this game, and being around it, knowing the guys, learning the language, just hearing things, that helps a lot. So I'm just trying to use that where I can to allow us to be able to be successful on offense.
What do you
do as far as camp? Just, you know, what's your evaluation of just how you're playing out there?
Every day is just trying to get better. There's a lot of things going on. Obviously, it's the first couple of days. Everybody's getting back into the rhythm of everything, being on the key. So my thing is just going out there and going through, playing what I see, playing what I'm being coached to do. And then as we evaluate them in the film, just getting what I think, things I need to correct, work on them, then correct them the next day, not to repeat the same mistake twice. That's pretty much how camp goes for me, because every day it's about adding and building.
Seems like you and Gino have been alternating with the twos. Is that pretty much what you expected?
Yeah.
I think Davis Webb has been progressing thus far.
He's doing well. He's doing well, just like everybody in the room. Everybody's working at their craft every day. We got a real good group. We're all professionals. We all take it serious. So whatever we're given, we're all applying, and you see it out there on the field.
What kind of command do you think you have of this offense? I mean, you haven't played in the offense, but you've been working it.
I'm trying to be as good as 10 has it. I mean, if something happens to 10, that's what you got to show the team, that you could be able to handle the ship. So everything that 10 is doing out there, just trying to gain command of it, feel real comfortable with it. Obviously, there's always something to clean up, but in regards to what we're really trying to get done, I'm improving at it a lot every day, just getting a lot more comfortable with it and making the offense what I would like to do with it. So I'm enjoying that part of it.
What can you do with the offense that's different than what you
don't have? I mean, obviously, first part, you want to do it just as well as 10. He's been doing it for a long time, doing it the right way, so you can learn a lot there. But, I mean, having athleticism and being able to create plays and make plays on my own, that's an added advantage and more stress on the defense as well. So just getting the guys used to playing with me and understanding that I bring that as well to the game, but also being a quarterback, first and foremost.
When it comes to making this team as a quarterback, does camp really count, or is it what you do in the game?
Camp gives you a great start, lays the foundation, lets everyone know that you know what you're doing. Obviously, games is everything in this league. So just really about adding, taking the days in camp and just building a plan for when the games come, you get out there and execute, move the chains, put points up on the board, and show that we can win if you're at the helm.
Josh, you seem to be hitting Darius Poe a lot in practice. What is it about him? I mean, is he always open? Is it his big frame? Like, what is it about him?
He's a big body guy. No, we got a couple of those guys. So just to being able to put the ball on them, they're strong. They create separation with their strength. They're nice big targets. But for me, it's just about going through the reads, man, and hitting the guy that's open and making sure that whoever that is, just having the trust in them, whether it be a rookie or an old guy. So just learning who can do what and what, and then putting these guys in the right situation when it comes game day.
Why do you think you've been able to last as long as you have?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, for me, man, it's worrying about football. Just blocking out everything, not worrying about what people say, what they try to stipulations they try to put on me, bearing on what I've gone through in the past. Nobody really knows but what I went through. So, for me, it's about going out there on that grass and just proving it every time I step on the field that I can play, and then letting the chips fall how they fall.
Josh, you're going up against the guy who's obviously been a starter in this league in Gino. What's the competition like?
Breeze excellence. Breeze excellence. We all fighting for the same thing. We understand that. But, I mean, nothing, you know, you got to bring it every day. But that's the case in this league regardless. I mean, you can be here today, going tomorrow, see guys who had opportunities, didn't take advantage, and the next guy takes up. So you got to take advantage of the opportunities that you're given, because the ones you won't take advantage of, somebody else will. That's how this league works. I don't worry about that. I just worry about when I'm out there. And if I do what I need to do, that'll take care of itself.
Is there certain areas like you really have to do better, or something you have to really get down, something you're looking at as far as like in order to win this job? Is there something?
I mean, it's always something to improve at. There's never going to probably be a perfect, you might have a couple perfect days, but even there, there's something, maybe it might be with your footwork. Something is always to work on. My job is to improve each day and learn from the things that I need to correct so that it eliminates the mental errors or the errors, and then you just start stacking up the good to the good. But it's never going to be perfect. It's always something different going on in the game of football.
Is there a type of pass that you feel most comfortable with?
For me, I'm a guy that I feel like I can make every throw. So it's just about having the guys in the right position and putting those guys in what they do best and then putting the ball on them and letting them run after it with a catch.